Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Jaya Girivaradhari. Jaya Girivaradhari. Jaya Gopi Janna Vallabha Jaya Girivaradhari. Jaya Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Gopala Govinda Ram Srimadhur Sudhana, Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohana, O Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohana, Adihraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. O Yadavaya, Madhavaya, Keshavaya, Namah.
Hari Bolo.
O Gopal, Govinda, Ram, Sri Madhusudana. Giridhari, Gopinath, Madana Moha. Hari Horaye, Namo Kisto, Yadavaya, Namah. O Hari Haraye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. O Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadhusudana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Tako Hari Bol,
ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतसी श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की श्रील प्रभुपाद की प्रभुपाद अनुगा की सामवेत भक्त वृंद की नित्याय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज असिमल डिवोटीज glories of some devotees or glories of some devotees or glories or glories or glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga or glories Shri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12. Text 24. Sarvasat guna mahatmaye yesha krishnam anuvrataha ranti deva ivodaro yayatir ivadharmikaha. Please repeat. Sarvasat guna mahatmaye.
Sarvasat guna mahatmaye.
Yesha Krishna, Yesha Krishnam
Anuvratah. Yesha Krishnam
Anuvratah. Ranti Deva Ivodharo.
Ranti Deva Ivodharo.
Yayatir Ivadharmikah.
Yayatir Ivadharmikah.
Sarvasat Guna Mahatmye.
Sarvasat Guna Mahatmye.
Yesha Krishnam Anuvratah.
Yesha Krishnam Anuvratah.
Ranti Deva Ivodharo.
Ranti Deva Ivodharo.
Yayatir Ivadharmikah.
Yayatir Ivadharmikah.
Sarvasat Guna Mahatmye.
Sarvasat Guna Mahatmye.
Yesha Krishnam Anuvratah.
Yesha Krishnam Anuvratah.
Ranti Deva Ivodharo.
Ranti Deva Ivodharo.
Yayatir Ivadharmikah.
Yayatir.
Sarva-sat-guna-mahatmye, glorified by all godly attributes. Eshah, this child, Krishnam, like Lord Krishna. Anuvratah, a follower in his footsteps. Ranti-devah, Iva, like Udarah, in the matter of magnanimity. Yayatihi, Yayati, Iva, like Dharmikah, concerning religion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation, this child will be almost as good as Lord Krishna by following in his footsteps. In magnanimity, he will become as great as King Rantideva. And in religion, he will be like Maharaja Yayati. Purport, the last instruction of Lord Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita is that one should give up everything and should follow in the footsteps of the Lord alone. Less intelligent persons do not agree to this great instruction of the Lord, as ill luck would have it, but one who is actually intelligent catches up this sublime instruction and is immensely benefited. Foolish people do not know that association is the cause of acquiring qualities. Association with fire makes an object hot, even in the material sense. Therefore, association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead makes one qualified like the Lord. As we have discussed previously, one can achieve 78% of the godly qualities of the Lord's intimate association. To follow the instructions of the Lord is to associate with the Lord. I read it again. To follow the instructions of the Lord is to associate with the Lord. The Lord is not a material object whose presence one has to feel for such association. The Lord is present everywhere and at all times. It is quite possible to have His association simply by following His instruction, because the Lord and His instruction and the Lord and His name, fame, attributes and paraphernalia are all identical with Him being absolute knowledge. Maharaj Parikshit associated with the Lord even from the womb of his mother up to the last day of his valuable life. And thus he acquired all the essential good qualities of the Lord in all perfection. Ranti Deva, an ancient king prior to the Mahabharata period, referred to by Narada Muni while instructing Sanjaya, as mentioned in Mahabharata Dhanaparva 67. He was a great king, liberal for hospitality and distribution of foodstuff. Even Lord Sri Krishna praised his acts of charity and hospitality. He was blessed by the great Vasishtha Muni for supplying him cold water, and thus he achieved the heavenly planet. He used to supply fruits, roots and fruits to rishis, and thus he blessed by them with fulfillment of his desires. Although a kshatriya by birth, he never ate flesh in his life. He was especially hospitable to Vasishtha Muni, and by his blessings only attained the higher planetary residence. He is one of those pious kings whose names are remembered in the morning and in the evening. Yayati, the great emperor of the world and the original forefather of all great nations of the world, who belong to the Aryan and Indo-European stock. He is the son of Maharaja Nahusha, and he became the emperor of the world due to his elder brothers becoming a great and liberated saintly mystic. He ruled over the world for several thousands of years and performed many sacrifices and pious activities recorded in history. Although his early youth was very lustful and full of romantic stories, he fell in love with Devayani, the most beloved daughter of Shukracharya. Devayani wished to marry him, but at first he refused to accept her because of her being a daughter of a Brahmana. According to Shastras, a Brahmana could marry the daughter of a Brahmana. They were very much cautious about Varnashankara population in the world. Shukracharya amended this law of forbidden marriage and induced Emperor Yayati to accept Devayani. Devayani had a girlfriend named Sharmishtha, who fell in love with the emperor and thus went with her friend Devayani. Shukracharya forbade Emperor Yayati to call Sharmishtha into his bedroom, but Yayati could not strictly follow his instruction. He secretly married Sharmishtha also and begot sons by her. When this was known by Devayani, she went to her father and lodged a complaint. Yayati was much attached to Devayani, and when he went to his father-in-law's place to call her, Shukracharya was angry with him and cursed him to become impotent. Yayati begged his father-in-law to withdraw his curse, but the sage asked Yayati to ask youthfulness from his sons and let them become old as the condition of his becoming potent. He had 5 sons, 2 from Devayani and 3 from Sharmishtha. From his 5 sons, namely Yadu, Turuvasu, Druhyu, Anu and Puru. 5 famous dynasties, namely 1, the Yadu dynasty, 2, the Yavana Turk dynasty, 3, the Bhoja dynasty, 4, the Mlecha dynasty, the Greek dynasty, and 5, the Paurava dynasty, all emanated to spread all over the world. He reached the heavenly planets by dint of his pious acts, but he fell down from there because of his self-advertisement and criticizing other great souls. After his fall, his daughter and grandson bestowed upon him their accumulated virtues, and by the help of his grandson and friend Shibi, he was again promoted to the heavenly kingdom, becoming one of the assembly members of Yamaraja, with whom he is staying as a devotee. He performed more than 1,000 different sacrifices, gave in charity very liberally, and was a very influential king. His majestic power was felt all over the world. His youngest son agreed to award him his youthfulness when he was troubled with lustful desires, even for 1,000 years. Finally, he became detached from worldly life and returned the youthfulness again to his son Puru. He wanted to hand over the kingdom to Puru, but his noblemen and the subjects did not agree. But when he explained to his subjects the greatness of Puru, they agreed to accept Puru as the king. And thus Emperor Yayati retired from family life and left home for the forest. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namahom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're reading about the qualities of Parikshit Maharaj. And yesterday we recollected how he was compared to Brahma and Yudhishthira. and Narayana. And today he is compared here to Krishna himself and to King Ranti Deva and King Yayati. King Yayati for dharmic principles, religion, and Ranti Deva for his great charity. Parikshit, as it's beautifully summed up here by Srila Prabhupada, about how Parikshit had constantly the association of the Lord, and how anybody can get the Lord's association by following his instructions. Prabhupada has written it here in italics. The Lord is not a material object whose presence one has to feel for such association. We are conditioned with material association to think that in order to associate with somebody, he has to be physically present so that we can touch him, hear him, see him, taste him, etc., etc. That's his material conditioned life. Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, completely transcendental, can be associated with by anybody who puts himself in a situation to follow the instructions of the Lord. Like Krishna is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. If we follow, we will associate with Krishna. When we read Bhagavad Gita and hear Krishna's instructions, we associate with Krishna. You see? Yasvayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padma Vinihrishta. These instructions, these shlokas coming from the lotus mouth of the Lord, so wonderful, actually spoken by Krishna himself. So when we hear that and we simply try to follow those instructions, we will have the association of Krishna, because he is also situated in our heart as Paramatma. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hrideshu Arjuna Tishtati Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishto Mattaha Smritirgyanam Apohanam Cha. The Lord is situated in everybody's heart, and when we read his instruction, associate with such people, try to follow his instruction, we are associating with him. So this is the way of associating with the Lord and powerfully changing ourselves. And the example is Parikshit Maharaj. He associated. Parikshit Maharaj, when he was born itself, he was supposed to die. Or even before he was born, he was supposed to die. In the womb, Brahmastra attacked. Krishna saved him. Then in the end of his life, Brahmana cursed him. He was supposed to die with a snake bite. Again Krishna saved him. And throughout his life, he was constantly thinking about that person whom he saw in the womb. And in this way, he was remembering Krishna. And the end of his life, Shukadeva Goswami gave him powerful association. The beginning of his life, even before he was born, the Lord gave him association in the womb. In this way, he was very, very special. And he was able to continuously remember Krishna, remain in the association of Krishna. So, Prabhupada is saying that even we can do that. It is a matter of some effort according to our choice. What do we choose? And it becomes clear to us why we are in this situation is because of our choice, our desire. So if you want, you can also have the association of the Lord and get purified. Anybody. So there's a very important point Prabhupada is making here. Maharaj Parikshit associated with the Lord even from the womb of his mother up to the last day of his valuable life, and thus he acquired all the essential good qualities of the Lord in all perfection. By associating with the Lord, you can get good qualities. Association means following the instruction of the Lord. If you follow the instruction of the Lord, you will get good qualities. Right? Something to remember. Then, greatness of Ranti Deva. Ranti Deva is a great king. He was very famous for charity. Giving in charity means sacrificing, or not even really great sacrifice. You have plenty, then you give to those people who don't have. That is what is the definition of charity now. The haves giving the have-nots. That's the way they put it across. They don't discuss about how the haves have it and how the have-nots don't have it. They don't discuss that much. Because they don't know how it works. But charity means everybody should give charity. Actually, even the beggar should give charity, and he does. Charity is not only for people who have money and wealth and everything. It's the duty of a grihastha to give charity. Duty of a grihastha to give charity. Especially for causes like spreading of Krishna consciousness, devotional service to the Lord. That's the best charity. Krishna explains, of course, in Bhagavad Gita, the charities of three types. Charity in the modes of goodness, charity in the mode of passion, charity in the mode of rajas. So everybody should give charity, especially grihasthas. Charity, when you give, you are subtracting from your enjoyment. It's a little biting, a tug in the heart. Hard earned the money. But if you give it for the service of Krishna, you get billion, trillion times benefit, which we may not know now. Not only that, all these things are prescribed so that we develop detachment. For a grihastha, he has got license to enjoy gratification, sense gratification. And he should practice giving charity. So, Maharaj Rantideva excelled in giving charity. Nowadays, we have to force people to give charity. We have to trick people into giving charity. That's what people normally do. But charity should be given dutifully, as a duty, especially. Grahastha should give charity. The sannyasis, the vanaprasthas, the brahmacharis live off the charity of the grahastha. Their needs are very basic. They all live in the forest. The brahmachari lives under the guru. Vanaprastha, sannyasis, both are also moving towards the forest. Simple life, think of Krishna consciousness. You see? So only the grahastha who stays in the town, city, and lives an opulent life under the kingly regime. So they have facilities, they have money, they have all economic development, everything. But the sannyasi, the brahmachari, and the vanaprastha should be looked after by the grihastha. This is Vedic system. Especially sannyasis and brahmacharis. Vanaprastha, after living a life of opulence and grihastha life, he is moving out. So really speaking, he is not to be supported in that sense. But for a sannyasi and a brahmachari, if he is not looked after by the grihastha, he will simply fast. He has no means of income or anything. Bhavati bhiksham dehi, he will come and ask, give charity. Using that, he will eat his prasadam food. But the grihastha may have very opulent food. But he'll give something to the brahmachari who comes on behalf of the sannyasi to beg. This was traditional charity. Nowadays, brahmacharis have to go and ask rich grihasthas, will you become a life patron member? Will you please donate some money for the temple? Like that. And if you are cultivated and you are part of the, you know, this thing, it is easy to ask and easy for you to understand. With people who already know, the brahmachari makes them feel guilty by his presence.
he comes to the house and he asks you, please give something, we are constructing the Lord's home. You have got such a wonderful bungalow you constructed for yourself, for you and your husband and your two children. Do you think that the Lord also needs a place to stay? Of course. Would you like to contribute for that? Definitely I must. Please do. To the world outside, brahmacharis would go and humbly beg. Please, can you contribute something? I don't give for all these things. I give only for anadanam. They face a different challenge. I don't give for anything to do with religion. I give only for... So in this way, the brahmachari who's begging on behalf of the guru will simply think about his guru, think about Krishna, and ask that I be allowed to engage this person somehow in giving charity, which he is supposed to do for a big cause. In this way, by talking to him, explaining to him, and by your good behavior, the so-called materialistic person may become a little moved. Okay, he's a nice person, I will give him something. In this way, when you go begging for charity is one thing, it's austere, especially in Kali Yuga. And you give charity is another thing. Both has to happen. Ranti Deva was super good in giving charity. His quality was, guests who come should be treated very well. Atithi Devo Bhava. He actually saw the guests as God himself. So, and he would undertake severe fasts. On one day, even his family members would join him in his fast, his relatives, everybody. One day, he fasted for 48 days without water and food. 48 days. He's a Kshatriya king. His wife and children also fasted along with him. And they were so hungry and thirsty that their bodies were shivering. His body also was shivering out of hunger and thirst. And he was given some preparation with ghee and milk, etc., to break his fast. Just as he was going to eat it, a brahmana came there. My dear king, please, I am very hungry, give me something to eat and drink. So immediately he took that and gave off to the brahmana, satisfied him. As soon as he went, whatever is remaining, he gave to his family members. Then something was remaining. After that, he sat down to eat, to break his fast after 48 days. As soon as he sat down to eat, another Shudra came. My dear king, I am very hungry. Nobody gave me anything. So he gave, please sit down. And he gave to the Shudra. And this way, after the Shudra was satisfied and sent off, he sat down again to eat whatever was remaining little bit. When he sat down, another Shudra, Chantala, came with a pack of dogs with him. Please, my dear king, please, for my dogs and me, they were not fed anything till now. Can you give something? So he took that what was remaining also and gave to all the dogs and everything. Then, nothing was remaining. Then he sat down to drink little water that was remaining. Before he was drinking the water, again another Chantala came and said, please, give me something to drink. I have nothing to drink. So he gave that water also. And Ranti Deva was almost dying, it is mentioned. But every time he had to give charity, looks how nice this person is. He is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. He is Krishna himself. I must do this for him. He is feeling like that. His attitude, his feeling in the heart was so deep that he would give everything. In this way, Ranti Deva's qualities were so high class. His charity was very high class. He was not doing just dutiful charity. He was also feeling very much for the people to whom he was giving charity. Actually, all these Chandala, the Shudra, the pack of dogs, the Brahmana, all of them were demigods. As soon as Rantideva gave off even what was there with him, they all appeared in front of him and blessed him. And when they blessed him, he was not even able to ask them for anything because he said, I don't need anything from you. He offered his respects to them and thought about Krishna. This was described in the Bhagavatam, this is described. Rantideva's charity. That was the way Rantideva was. And here it is mentioned, Parikshit will be as charitable as Rantideva. So we should understand from reading the history of these great personalities. What is it that they were famous for? What quality? Giving charity, treating guests very well, more and above ourselves. This is a duty of a grihastha, duty of a king. This doesn't mean that brahmacharis don't have to worry about it. When the brahmacharis stay in the ashram, or for that matter anybody, we have a temple and people come as guests of Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath has many guests, many people are praying to him and he's telling, come and see me. And he's inspiring them from within the heart to come and see. So they came as his guests. So it is our duty to look after Lord Jagannath's guests whether we like it or not. Whether we, anybody who steps inside here should be immediately given a seat, given facility for darshan, explain to him about Supreme Lord, Lord Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra, give them charanamritam, give them prasadam, show them books and tell them, you are the guest of Lord. The heart you must be feeling, this is Lord Jagannath's guest. Should I look after him or not? How I should look after him? You know that story of how Lord Jagannath's guest, many times you have heard that, he came with his family members and he slept in the night completely hungry, all his family members. Lord Jagannath sent his golden plate with full prasadam in the dead of the night to him. And that wife was always criticizing, what happened? My children are not getting anything. You and your great friend, you said he's got a great place. He will feed us. In the night this golden plate was given. And this person, his friend, got up and fed and told his wife, eat, feed my kids. I told you my friend will give you everything, no? And a sumptuous meal they ate in the night. Then he ate and then the wife also ate and they left the plate like that and went to sleep. Golden plate. And in the morning he was caught. How did you get the golden plate? Of course all the hullabaloo happened and then in the night the king got a dream. Because the king imprisoned that fellow, saying that you, how you got the golden plate? Nobody was here, you must have gone inside and got it out. The king was told by the Lord, you see, how do you treat a guest who comes to your kingdom, somebody whom you know? Then he said, I'll give him reception, I will make him feel very good, I'll give him a wonderful accommodation, give him a nice bed, I'll give him my palace, I will treat him, guest means very important, everything explained. And the Lord said, that person whom you imprisoned is my guest, that's why I gave him my golden plate to eat. He's very much wanted guest of mine. Is there anything wrong in me doing that? Then the king said, no, no, you are free to do what you want. I am your servant only. I am sorry. He went and released him and gave him a big royal treatment. He's Jagannath's guest. He's Jagannath's guest. Who am I? You see? So, treating guests is an art you should learn. Prabhupada, he showed it very wonderfully. He would personally go and cook. He would personally serve, sit and talk, make arrangements. Although he was staying in a small storefront somewhere, small places, big people would come to see him in America. Big people. And they will sit down and Prabhupada will give him sweet, prasadam, everything. Personally cooked by him. Work very hard, 70 plus year old man. He would cook for them and make him feel very nice and comfortable. Everybody went back saying, a very pleasing person. Very, very wonderful man. Nice saint. He sent everybody back with that good feeling.
But he never accepted their philosophy. At the same time, he gave them gulab jamun, prasadam, everything. And he would tell them, no, what you're saying is wrong. You come from a cat and dog civilization. Eat some prasadam. They will very nicely not accept the philosophy, but treat them very nicely that they will come back again and again to hear him and eat the prasadam. And the treatment was so good. This is how Prabhupada started preaching and continued and asked us to do it. So whenever anybody steps inside here, it is our duty to first of all understand he is Lord Jagannath's guest. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada's guest. He is here and Lord Jagannath is here. Both of them are calling people, come here, my people will look after you. My devotees are here, they will look after you. And they come here and wait and wait and wait, and nobody attends to them. There is no darshan. And there is nobody in the stall. He is busy chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Looks at the guest and immediately turns Hare Krishna, Hare. I have to finish my rounds. I have to finish my rounds. I am going round and round finishing my rounds. Then he neglects that person. That person is wondering, "Inna paithiyam mari again sweetering." Then he is wondering what is happening. Nothing, nobody here. And everybody who comes does this. Hare Krishna gives him a tough look. Krishna Krishna Hare, can't you find a better time to come? When we are chanting Hare Krishna, you have come early in the morning. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare. And he is feeling completely out, completely unwelcome. And we are supposed to preach Krishna consciousness. And people have come right to your doorstep. We won't even open our mouth and talk. So also during the Sunday program, all the devotees get together and talk to each other. Who? All the devotees. Congregation devotee talking to this devotee, talking to them, and other people are all watching. They are all coming in between your legs, the kids are walking, and they are coming right and checking with you and all that. Then you look at them and say, Hare Krishna, and continue to talk. You tell them, Hare Krishna, bulla pe darshan pannunga. And you keep talking to them. You know, my daughter, that marriage did not happen. Because this thing did not match. You know, the other, they are very busy. They are all very busy. And so many people in between them. All of them waiting for attention. And all of them Lord Jagannath's guests. But we are all very busy because our devotional life, very busy. I have to chant my rounds. I have to talk to so and so. I have appointment with this person, that person, everything. Ranti Deva was not like that. He was a king. He had so many duties. Imagine a king, emperor of the whole world. He immediately attended to the Shudra who came with a pack of dogs and fed all the dogs. I know immediately you're thinking, that is too much. I can never do that. I'm never going to do that. If necessary, I'll leave the Hare Krishna movement. This is extreme. This is extreme. How can you tell me that? This is what you're going to think in your mind. But you don't have to do that. At that point of time, that person called Ranti Deva was able to do it fine. You can be mini Ranti Deva. According to your size, the attitude alone you can borrow from Ranti Deva. You don't have to fast for 48 days and anytime some guest comes, my khichdi is gone, yaar. My chutney is gone, yaar. You have to feed this person. You don't have to lament at all. There is plenty here. There is plenty. Krishna is operating. And always there is prasadam to be distributed. If you distribute, you will find it is still remaining. I have practically experienced it. Somehow or the other, some prasadam comes up from somewhere. And you will always have it. So we can borrow this great quality, learn and inspire ourselves to treat the guests. They're not coming to your house. When they come to your house, you can of course be nasty if you want, by your own choice. Or you can be charitable, or you can be dutifully charitable. Like that. Different types of moods you can have. But when people come to the temple, we should be world number one in hospitality. Because that is our main business. Our business is a paramparik hospitality business. What is it? How to be hospitable to people. How to inquire, how are you, where are you coming from, how are your family members,
and you become friends with them, you introduce them to Lord Jagannath. He is the Lord of this place. Under him we are doing a little, some tiny service. Right, here is prasadam for you. Chant the holy name. This is Harinama Mandap, you can chant. You can do arati for the Lord. You can do some seva for the Lord. These are books that you can read. Everything from our side we are supposed to do, we must do. Jagannath Paladev Shubhadramai Ki. Immediately Jagannath screen is opened. Everything from our side we must do, as representatives we must do. Rest, Krishna is situated in their heart. He will influence them. He will influence them. Right? So it's very important for us to treat our guests very well. Immediately have the feeling to attend to them. That's why one person should always be there attending, if not several persons. And we should be mindful of the fact that they have spent their time, energy, come all the way walking from the main road in the sun, heat and everything. They have come up to take darshan of the Lord. And sometimes the darshan is closed, so they have to hear a few words about Lord Jagannath and something, so that they are calm, feeling the presence of the Lord. So it's our duty to do that. Lord Jagannath expects that out of you. Not only for people who are inside the ashram, who are coming from outside the ashram, but belong to the ashram. But belong and are followers of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That's very important to do. That we can learn from Ranti Deva. Then King Yayati, he is cited here for his dharmic principle. Highly religious, very pious, and he ruled for long period of time he ruled. So we can learn from King Yayati, although his history of his lustful youth is described here. That's a big history which he regrets later and which he talks about later to his wife. It's a very intricate story. And I think some of you, we did this story a few days back. How King Yayati became subject to lust to such an extent that he had to borrow youth from his son in order to continue to satisfy his lust. And after that was over, after he had successfully got satisfied, he ruled powerfully and he was very famous as a great king. And he gradually, after having a lot of sense gratification with Devayani, finally he decided, my sense gratification will never stop. I will never get tired of it. It only increases. Like pouring ghee in the fire, it simply bursts forth like this. So he sat with his wife Devayani one day and he told her a story which is actually about himself and her. Because there's a very dramatic incident that happened. Devayani was the daughter of Shukracharya, the priest of the Devas. And she earlier had fallen in love with Kaccha Devayani. You must have heard about this story. And she had cursed Kaccha, who came to learn the science, some art of weaponry, mantra and everything from Shukracharya. And she cursed him because he left her. So she was already very disturbed. Big Brahmana's daughter she is. Shukracharya is the leader of all the Brahmanas. So a little proud, getting a little disturbed like that. Higher family, caste, like that conscious. So there was another person, Sharmishta, who was the daughter of Vrishaparva. Not very great class, but they were all friends. So one day, they all went to a lake pond in the palace of the king to take bath in the pond. All the girls together took bath in the pond. But at that time, Lord Shiva with Parvati was walking on his carrier, bull. And so these people were all naked, having taken their clothes and put it there, and they were having games and fun in the water. So they all got up immediately, ran and took their dresses, covered themselves, because Shiva and Parvati are going, out of respect. But in the process of covering themselves, Sharmishta took Devyani's clothes and put it quickly. Then seeing that at that point, Devyani, who is from a Brahmin family, daughter of a great Brahmana, see, look at this stupid low-class girl, Sharmishta. She is desiring to wear a Brahmana's dress. How low-class. Like a dog who comes to lick ghee from the sacrificial arena. Like a crow, like this, like that. Heavy words she used. And the Sharmishta got so angry with her. What about you? You think you are some very great class? Still you have to wait upon us for our service. Right? I may be low class, but what do you think you are? And that she both physically fought each other. And then Sharmishta, being of the lower class, she just took off the clothes of her completely and threw her in a well. Threw Devyani into a empty well that was there. You lie there. Don't pick her up. Come, let's go. And took all the friends and left. Very angry. She is capable of becoming very angry, that Sharmishta. So Devyani was inside, screaming, naked. Nobody in the forest, place. All sorts of things were going on there. And at that time, King Yayati rode on his horse and came for hunting. And he heard this wailing of a nice woman from somewhere. He saw in the well and he saw, my gosh, naked lady, how she got inside the well. So he took his top clothes and gave to her and he helped her out. With his hand he helped her out. Then she stood shivering, completely enamored. This is the king. King has held my hand. Then she said, I know that once upon a time I cursed Kacha. That time he told me, never a Brahmana will be your husband. He counter-cursed me. So anyway, I think since you have held my hand and I am in this situation, you have saved me, you should accept me as your wife. Then he said, no, a Kshatriya never marries a Brahmana girl. That is Pratiloma marriage. Anuloma marriage is okay. That a Kshatriya girl can marry a Brahmana man, that's okay. But this is not proper. Then he had her go home. But both of them became attached to each other. Sort of. She went and told everything to her father. Father could not bear, my daughter is repeatedly having problem. Kacha, one problem, now another problem. And with Sharmishta she fought. So he was very angry. So he went to Vrishaparva's house, Shukracharya. And knowing, he heard from Sharmishta what has happened and said, what a girl you are, why did you get angry with her and did this to her? But this is all what she spoke to me, father. He said, then he saw that Shukracharya is coming to the house. So he immediately ran out of the house and fell at his feet in the road only. Excuse me, don't get angry with me. Please save my daughter, don't do anything to my daughter. He was so angry, Shukracharya. Then he said, let your daughter and you satisfy my daughter. If you want, don't want me to get angry with you. Because his anger, a Brahmana's anger is deadly. Some curse will come out. So he immediately went and held the feet and don't, please. So then he looked at his daughter. So Devyani said, my father, I want that this Sharmishta will always be my servant maid. Especially from the time I get married. She will be with me as my servant. Forever, along with her friends who supported her. All of them should be my servants. Then Vrishaparva said, don't worry, I'll do that, I'll make arrangement. So Sharmishta was fixed for life as the servant of Devyani. Now Devyani wanted to get married to King Yayati. So Shukracharya has got influence. He is the priest of the demigods, very powerful. So he told Yayati, marry my daughter. Then Yayati said, it's not against, it's against principle. Don't worry, my daughter, against principle, I'll break and get married. He broke the principle and got the king married to Devyani. So much father doting on his daughter. So the daughter got married to Yayati as she wanted. Very powerful lady she is. She got everything done for her as she wants by her, you know, tantrums and by using her affection for the father like that. Right? Now Yayati, before, during marriage time, Devyani also had doubt. Sarmishta also looks very beautiful. So she said, although she is my servant maid, you must make sure that he does not get attracted to her. So Shukracharya came and told, one condition, never, ever should Sarmishta walk into your palace, into the bedroom, or should you ever have any affair with her. But kings are kings, kshatriyas are kshatriyas, this and all they cannot control. Nobody can control them. So Sarmishta, as soon as Devyani became pregnant and delivered a child and she was very happy, she felt for life, I cannot get married. I have to be a servant of this person. You know, so she went to Yayati, saw him in a separate place and said, how can it be? You know the story. What is wrong I did? Right? So only you can give me a son. She also had her own plans to irritate Devyani. Best thing to do is to have affair with her husband and get a son out of him. Then I'll say, I am also like you. I got a son from the same husband. This is the way this girls, women think. So she went to Yayati, seduced him, and Yayati said, don't worry. And then she became pregnant. Sarmishta became pregnant. So Sarmishta became pregnant, nobody knows who. But then some people know. So Devyani came to know she has got a child, and that child is actually from your husband, Yayati. So she found out and she became wild, because she thought she's under the control. Now you're my servant. And this happened, that you got my husband and got a son for yourself. So she ran, stormed out of this thing and went to her father. In between, Yayati followed her. He hurled and said, don't go to your father and tell all these things. I will manage it for you. I'll never see Sarmishta. I'll banish them. I'll do anything you want from that. She said, then he held her feet, it is mentioned, and massaged her feet and then put it on his head and said, please don't go, because he is very afraid of Shukracharya now. Already he told before once. Now again this is going to happen. He thought it will be finished. Then she said, no, I'm going to go to my father. I'm going to go and tell him this. Because she also knows her father's influence. I want to use you. I'm so angry. Best thing is my father does something to you. I cannot do anything to you. I am a woman, but I know what to do. So he went to father and cried. See what is happening. He put a big scene. Opari vekkirundhuchu. Full she did there. Went and did one whole opari with the father. Shukracharya became super wild. And then King Yayati came there to say, please don't do anything to me. He came there and said, I curse you to become old, invalid and impotent. He became old. Grey hair. And that powerful, handsome Yayati became just an old, impotent man, shaking like this. Don't do this to me, don't do this to me, Shukracharya. Please don't do this to me, Yayati begged. Then only Shukracharya came to know, oh my gosh, now my daughter will have a husband like this. And my daughter's lusty desires cannot be satisfied with this husband, because he has become important. So he thought again, what to do now? So then immediately he thought and said, because he's begging anyway, please do something, don't put me like this. I've got so much of lusty desires, I've still not satisfied myself with your daughter. Please don't do this. So he said, okay, you can exchange this old age with one of your sons. Simply giving him work to do. Go, suffer. So Yayati went back with Devyani and told Devyani's son, will you please take this thing? I have to enjoy with your mother. I said, no, sir. Hello. I have my own program. I also am thinking of enjoying like you. How can you ask me? That was the first king, Yadu. Yadu dynasty. So then he went to the other one, another one, and finally the last son, Puru, I think Sarmishta's son, Puru, he said, my father, you should not even ask me. I should have known that you want. I should give you even before you ask. And he said that is dharma and everything. And he gave his youth and he took youth. And for 1,000 years he remained like an old man, Puru, because his father wanted to enjoy lusty desires. See these great characters. Eh? Look at the charity he gave, Puru. No sense gratification at all. I take an old body for the father. Amazing stories. In this yuga and all, nothing like that will happen. Lusty desires you take, I will do this. No, I forget it. Father, grandfather, I don't care. Forget it. This is what life is about. I am an IT man for working so hard for what? To give my youth to you or what? Get lost. You'll never do it. There's no chance of anything happening like that. So this happened. And amazingly, King Yayati regained his youth. And he continued to enjoy with Devyani. For many, many, many years. 1,000 years is mentioned. He ruled. And at the end of that, one day, he got sick of this enjoyment. He said, stupid, I'm simply wasting my time behind this lady. Whatever happened to me, life is meant for a higher purpose. I should get attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what has happened to me? And in this way, he recollected. And then he told his wife one day, I want to tell you a story. And his whole life, he told in a different way. He said, one day a goat with a beard like this and two horns like this came and found that in the well he peeped and saw another she-goat was inside, crying. So the goat said, don't worry, my dear lady, I will save you. And then with his horns he dug the earth and then he reached up to her and then he saved that goat. Then he saw that the goat has got such beautiful legs. You know goat legs, how it is? This goat looked at this goat and that goat looked at this goat and the he goat and the she goat. Both of them look, what a wonderful beard you have. What a wonderful eyes you have. What horns you have. What looks you have. And they both looked at each other. And they appreciated each other's beauty. In this way they fell in love and they got married. And then the same story he told in the form of a goat and she-goat. Whole thing he told. Then this he-goat made another she-goat pregnant. And this goat did not like that. Then she went and complained. Then the he-goat went behind and begged. Then the he-goat lost his youth. Then all these things he said. She heard the whole story. And finally, both the goats have become old. What is the use of all that happened? Still, there is no benefit. Still, the he-goat and she-goat are looking at each other and looking at each other's face. So, what is the meaning of this? He told his wife. And when his wife also became stunned, yeah, what are we doing, by the way? And then he became renounced. And he said, forget it. And he gave his youth back to Puru. And he became, instituted him in the kingdom. And he left to the forest and became self-realized and went back. And Devyani also understood what we have been doing and she also became self-realized on the inspiration of her husband. Right? So King Yayati, great story. And he was a powerful person. Although he had this lusty weakness, he understood. And he was very pious and very religious and did all his duties wonderfully. Except for this one quality which is spoken about him and which also he conquered in his life gradually. So these are great qualities. You may be lusty, you may be angry, you may be greedy. But if you become Krishna conscious, it's possible to get over that. That's what we understand. Everybody comes in this world in different permutations and combinations of the gunas according to his past karma, different types of difficulties they have. If they work on it in the association of devotees, chant Hare Krishna, render powerfully devotional service to the Lord, whatever disturbances there are, continue to determinedly stick on to the service of the Lord, then gradually they will purify themselves. And they will become totally fit for going back to Godhead. This is our purpose in life. This is the aim of a devotee, to achieve the shelter of Krishna in pure bhakti. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి నిత్తాయ్ గౌర్ ప్రేమానందే. ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్ కమెంట్ వన్ ఆర్ టూ? ఎస్. You read and feel it. You read the Bhagavatam, you will feel it. Because another person's realization and feeling cannot be transferred to you. Isn't it? Another person's realization and feeling cannot be become yours. You are saying what he feels, you feel it. That's the only way. But if you want to know what he felt, then we can talk about it. We cannot have you feel the same thing. My realization in Krishna consciousness cannot be outsourced to you. I can tell you about my realization. It may be, oh yeah, it's okay. I don't think it's great. You may disappear. It may not be a great realization for you. But for me it may be. So, if you want to feel, but Krishna explains that in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada, in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explains that Shanavatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana హృదయంతస్తో హి అభద్రాని విధునోతి సుకృత్ సతాం. దట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ బ్యాడ్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్ విల్ డిసపియర్ యాజ్ యు రీడ్ భాగవతం. విద్యతే హృదయ గ్రంథిస్ చింతయంతే సర్వ సంశయాః క్షీయతే చస్య కర్మాణి దృష్ట ఏవాత్మనీశ్వరే. యు విల్ యాక్చువల్లీ డిస్ట్రాయ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ ద హార్డ్ నాట్ ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్ హృదయ గ్రంథి విల్ బి బ్రోకన్, విల్ బి కట్. And all sarva samshaya, all doubts will go, and you will actually be able to see the Lord. Drishta evatmanishvare. It is mentioned in the Bhagavatam that this is what will happen to you if you read the Bhagavatam. Then, just like a hungry man, when he eats food, he becomes satisfied. Kshud apaya. Like that, a person who reads the Bhagavatam, you see, just tushti pushti kshud apaya. Tushti, satisfaction, pushti, nourishment, kshut apaya, appeasement of hunger happens to a person. Similarly, for a devotee, all these things that are there in him, that thirst, everything will happen and he will get Krishna prema by reading Bhagavatam. Right? So these things are explained in the Bhagavatam. There is a process of reading. Your point again is, another point is, how different things are mentioned in each story. That from this to that, this to that. According to your consciousness, you will get attached to some of them. You see. Some people get very thrilled by reading Yayati's, wonderful lustful exploits. And they may get inspired, I also want to do like that. If you are not a devotee, this is what is the story, a wonderful year. Even the kings were doing all these things. You see. Because he is not very into self-realization. What really hits you is what you want. What is uppermost in your mind, you may get attracted to that. So when you read Bhagavatam, the sexual exploits of King Yayati may appeal to you most, if you are a very lusty fellow. Right? At least through Bhagavatam you read this and something, and Krishna will take care of you in some way. Even King Yayati was lusty and Krishna directed him gradually. So anyway, Bhagavatam is very good. Simply read the Bhagavatam, and because you chant Hare Krishna and because you believe in the instructions of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, you will not get attracted by the lusty things that are described here. What is more important is there is no great description of all the, gory description of all those things. What is described is how they are repenting about how they spend their life. in doing all these things. Shaubari Muni also regrets, two fishes I saw and I spoiled my whole life. He regrets it. Pururava, he regrets. Uruvashi came and just took away my whole life. This regret of all these people, in spite they had the best of enjoyments, rings a bell in our heart, in our head, in intelligence at least, and tells us that even such great people have felt it. Why should I go through that track? I better surrender to Krishna and completely serve him. That you will, like, as you read, you will engage yourself in that. Okay? Yes. You should seek, you should pray, and you should try to get. It's ultimately Krishna who brings us in touch. Krishna hears the prayer of his devotees, and then he gives association through his devotees. Association, no doubt, is very, very important, right? So sometimes Prabhupada is mentioning here that you can get the association of the Lord by reading and following his instructions. You get association of Krishna by following his instructions and repeating it to others, then they will become devotees and you will get so much association from them. Right? Prabhupada told that in the beginning I came alone to America. Now there is so much association I have. Association of so many devotees. So remaining in the association of devotees, hearing Prabhupada's lectures, reading his books, and chanting Hare Krishna, that's the greatest association. Just like Prabhupada says, it's not required that only a devotee should always be physically present. Sometimes you may not be. If it's there, very good. If it's not there, then you have to make the next best arrangement and be happy with it. Then Krishna will provide the other, gradually. So we should be satisfied in this position we are in and pray to Krishna. And first utilize 100% what he has arranged for us. Then you will see you can promote yourself to the next level of request. We wish you all the best. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.